we hang out and sip coffee while we round up the weekend's events, including all things Harry Potter. That's next on this week's episode of 90.5 WESA Social Club. Hello and welcome to Social Club for the weekend of Friday, February 24th. I'm your host, Sarah Kovashi, digital editor at WESA, and today, Josh Rollerson and Rachel Carlson and I are at 21st Street Coffee Roasters? No, did I mess that up?
21st Street Coffee and Tea.
And Tea, there I'm sorry.
And their lovely space, which is...
quite large.
Yes, quite large. They moved from a space down the street, which is now occupied by a Thin Man, a couple years back.
I remember
back.
When it was over there.
Yeah, it was very tiny, and now it is a fruitful, large, booming coffee
shop.
Sort of
a classic coffee shop of the pre-Starbucks vintage. Yeah, I don't know when they how long they've been in business, but this is what coffee shops were like before they were ubiquitous.
Well, I don't remember this time, Josh. Okay.
They take their coffee very seriously. They, I would say, not a lot of bells and whistles in terms of what you're talking about with Starbucks and having the mocha choca latte.
Where's the pumpkin spice?
Yeah, no pumpkin spice here. But they do make a darn good cup of coffee. And
I have an excellent sparkling water right now. Oh, I'm a little over-caffeinated Sarah. From earlier in the day.
Okay. Well, my latte is really good. And they make homemade almond milk now. Ooh. And hazelnut chocolate milk, which I just tried and it was bomb.
Stop. I didn't see that. I would have just gotten a glass of hazelnut
People
chocolate milk.
People still say bomb.
Sure. Okay. Not in airports, though.
Okay. Bomb.
Yeah.
Correct usage.
Okay, good. And they have two locations. They have one downtown, too, which is a little bit, a lot tinier, but.
Where is that one?
It's in the new PNC building on, now you're testing me. Is it Forbes?
I think so.
Okay.
I just realized even though we're recording, I'm using my coffee shop voice and speaking in a very hushed tone.
It is very chill in here. The atmosphere is relaxed. We would like to keep it that way.
And can I just say, us in the corner with our microphones look quite natural in here.
Yeah.
We just fit in
we don't look
else.
Weird at all.
No one's given us a second glance.
We're all just hunched over these tables.
If you could see us now.
Yeah, just imagine.
Yeah, just imagine the scene that we're in.
I say, even though I'm eating a croissant right now, I had a great morning because two of my friends stopped by work and brought me Just Good Donuts from the Pub Chip Shop.
Yeah.
They make donuts there?
Yes.
What?
They're called Just Good Donuts. They're just good donuts.
Are you serious?
That's good branding.
So yeah. Just started.
But recently, over the summer maybe.
Yeah, the last 6 months. They're pretty darn good.
They are. And I had one that had a crushed up Butterfinger on it. And then one that was covered with a maple-y bacon.
Subtlety is not their thing.
Let's face it, donuts, are they dessert or breakfast food?
Well, I think they're breakfast food because they sell them in the mornings. I mean,
but then
there's not a lot of difference sometimes between breakfast food and dessert.
Did you have a sugar high today?
I'm always on a sugar high.
When are you crashing?
I crash every night from my sugar high at about 8:30 on the couch.
Oh, okay.
Well, guys, I don't know about you, but I came here to drink coffee and discuss weekend activities. And
oh, sorry,
Josh. I just finished my coffee.
Whoa. Well, okay. All right.
What's going on?
We actually have a ton of stuff going on. First up, which I have to admit, I am not a Potterhead. Are you guys Harry Potter people?
You don't enjoy pottery?
I enjoy pottery here and there, but Harry Potter. Potter.
I thought you were saying you're not a pothead.
I'm not a pothead either.
Potheed.
I am a potheed. I am not a Potterhead in terms of Harry Potter.
I feel like there is not a safe space in our culture to say I'm ambivalent or indifferent or negative about Harry Potter. Saying I'm any of those things. Please.
I'm
don't
not
get
negative,
mad at me.
But I am. I am. Moderately indifferent.
Same with if you say that about Star Wars, if you say that about Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I'd say people don't have time for you.
I don't feel that way about those because I like those
Twilight?
Ones, but
does that fall in the same category?
You are free to hate on Twilight.
I shouldn't admit this, but I have not read all of the Harry Potter books, so I've read some and only seen some of the movies, but I have read all of Twilight and seen all of the movies.
Well, you are in luck, Sarah, because there
is... Josh is judging.
I know. Well, he's going to judge even more because there is a Harry Potter film and cultural festival going on right as we
speak. That's right. I heard about this.
Yes. Yeah, so it started in late February and it is going into March, March 2nd to be exact. There is a huge list of events that are going to be going on with the Harry Potter film and cultural festival.
Can you like make your own... wand. I was going to say sword. That was not the right word. Wand.
See, clearly we are not schooled in Harry Potter-ness. They're
huge
going
fan.
To have a little pop-up restaurant with butter beer, which I hear is a big thing.
I would
thing.
Like to drink that.
They're going to have fortune tellers. They're going to have different family-friendly events. And this is all going down in and around Lawrenceville, specifically at the Row House Theater, which is one of the coolest indie theaters in Pittsburgh, and they'll be showing every single Harry Potter film too. So,
I guess I can catch up.
Those movies are not short either, and there's a lot of them.
Yeah, in the end, they get real long.
I got dragged to like a midnight screening of like one of those when they open, and like you know, it was like a nerd thing, and so I was hanging out with some nerds, and we went, but I had very little interest in it, and it was like at the end of a long day that I'd been up already for a long time. So by the time the movie started at midnight, I was pretty much done. Mm-hmm. And I remember just dozing off and waking up periodically and going, is this thing over yet? And it was like 3 hours long. I don't even remember which one it was.
This sounds like an exciting evening for you.
It was awesome.
So your daughters didn't like Harry Potter?
We're not quite there yet.
Okay.
They're not quite...
I don't know what kids do at every age.
I mean, I could be reading
do they drive?
To them, but they're not ready to read it themselves.
Are they going on dates yet?
Gotcha.
They don't drive that I know of.
And we don't want to talk about dates.
No.
Okay. Well, if you are a big Harry Potter fan, I'm going to assume that you are screaming and jumping up and down at this point because it sounds like a really big deal and lots going on throughout the March 2nd. So you have a lot of different things to go to for that. We also have on Friday In Bed by 10 dance party, which is perfect for Sarah.
It is. I'm sleepy.
Considering she says that her sugar crash ends about that time or earlier.
Yes, sometimes earlier. Sadly.
Well, you'll have plenty of hours because it goes from 6 to 9 p.m. And they always fund a different charity. They're doing Western Pennsylvania Fund for Choice, which I assume is going along with women's rights and...
That would be my guess.
Yes, that would be my guess.
Yes, and I'm supporting that. So head down to Spirit for that on Friday. We also have the National Aviary, which I saw our friend.
I saw the baby owl.
But I was also going to say your friend, the sloth,
yes.
Was on Jimmy Fallon.
I didn't know he was on Jimmy Fallon. He didn't
tell
me.
Well, that was our sloth.
We are recording this early, so the sloth is on tonight, I think.
But
this is in the future.
Yes, I watched it.
The sloth, yes, will be on Jimmy Fallon.
I get so confused when we time travel on the podcast.
Hey, has anybody, by the way, have heard from the eagles, like the eagle nest?
They're building a new nest.
But are they okay?
Yeah, I think they're
building a new
nest.
I think they lost the egg, though.
They lost the egg.
I'm assuming.
But there's a tree down the street or down the way that I saw their building.
They're checking it out. All right.
A new nest? It's okay. Well, so the aviary is obviously getting a lot of high praise for their sloth and other endeavors. And they will also be having the High Seas Escape on Friday starting at 6 p.m. They will be having a dance floor. So you'll be able to cut a rug. Oh my gosh, you sound so old. You'll be able to break it down. Still sound old?
Do the Running Man?
Yeah.
Is that still hip?
Do the Dougie. That's old.
Macarena.
Okay. They will also have food and drinks, as well as you'll be able to go throughout the exhibits, and they'll have different programs going on. I've actually sat through a demonstration in their tropics room, and it's really cool.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Yeah, like all the birds and stuff. You have to like kind of duck and dive in case
you know things. You know, that actually makes me feel a little nervous because I had an unfortunate experience at the zoo once, walking through that like bird habitat that you can walk through before you go up to the deer, and some very large bird relieved itself on top of my head, and it was
I've heard that does
it was
happen.
Very sad. It was a short zoo trip that day.
I feel like you should win a prize or something if that happens.
Actually, no, I had a job interview the next day, and then I got the job, so I feel
oh,
like
so
it was
good
luck.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe but it
was
still,
what kind of bird was it? Now we need to know.
It was an African horn-billed something or other. I remember that, okay. But I can't remember the exact type of bird. So it was not a, let's put it this way, it was not a sparrow. It was not a small bird.
I had a seagull poop in my water once.
Hopefully, before you drink it.
Was,
I mean, after
that
you drink
also
it.
Lucky?
I mean, you notice before you drink it.
What?
Was that also lucky for you?
I don't think so.
It's just neutral.
It's in Toronto.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know what that indicates.
Thanks for that detail.
Say, so anyway, you can head to the High Seas Dance Party at the Aviary on Friday, or there is also another dance party going on. There's lots of dance parties
Stop
on Friday.
It.
Wow. I just
you know, I've been
three.
Exercising a lot more in the new year, so this is how you can get some, burn some extra
cows.
Calories.
Yes. So we have Down the Rabbit Hole Dance Party. So Pittsburgh Ballet Theater just did the Alice in Wonderland performance.
I saw you went.
It was
How
very
was it?
Good. Other than the rude people behind me that were talking the entire time and kicking my chair, and I had to turn around and yell at them. I did. I did it.
They were intentionally kicking your chair, or they were just
I don't think. Well, they were like making out. I kept hearing sloppy kissing going on, too.
That seems... If you want to make out in a dark theater, I would think a movie theater would be a better option. It's a lot cheaper.
I agree. They were like older, I would say like mid-20s. They were old enough to like know better, to like shut up. And I normally will give dirty looks but not say anything, but I gave dirty looks and said something.
Wow. Wait, can you please tell me exactly what you told them?
Well, so I turned around and gave a dirty look. And then the guy clapped his hands really loudly in my ear from behind to be like, don't give me a dirty look. And so I turned around and I said, you don't have to be so rude.
You showed up.
We did move the second act because they were super annoying. But it was
That's
a good
show.
That's
very rude.
It's so rude.
Wait, so he went at an applause point in the performance, he clapped in your ear, or he just... did one of those.
No, he so clapped the during show. An applause point, but like right in my ear really loudly.
Wow.
You should have downloaded like an air horn app on your phone and then just like...
During the ballet.
Just right in his face in the middle.
These
then
ballet
I would be
hooligans.
The one that would be kicked out.
Something needs to be done.
Well, I should go to the ballet where it's intense.
Sounds
I know,
rowdy.
It is intense. Well, this is not the first time. It's so rude when people do it. I was on a Broadway show and these like four drunk dudes were talking the entire first act of... Something Rotten, and I was so mad. It happens. So anyway, the ballet was great, and they are capping off the Alice in Wonderland performance with a dance party on Friday the 24th at their studios, which they are gorgeous, and I'm very interested to see how they will transform it into a dance party friendly zone, because they definitely
that sounds
have
cool.
The dance studios for it.
Sounds delightful.
Yeah. And then, okay, we have a beer thing. So
finally.
Good.
Got you.
I know. Do not worry. Pittsburgh.
We can drink a bunch of beer, go to the ballet, and clap in people's ears.
No. I would not recommend that. But I can recommend Pittsburgh Beer Fest, which is going on Friday and Saturday. There are multiple prices for this and multiple times that you can go. So you can get VIP tickets. That you get to taste early, or you can just go for the regular sessions starting Friday at 6 p.m. and then going to Saturday. It is at the convention center, so you know there's going to be a lot of beer. So bring your...
You mean the David L. Lawrence Convention Center? I've never heard anybody refer to it as simply the convention center.
Sometimes I say David L. Lawrence, but then I thought I got made fun of once.
I call it the DL Convention Center.
The DLCC.
Yeah. They all were. They're all sufficient. So it's BYOPN.
Personalized.
Bring your own pretzel necklace.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I just made that up right now.
That's a good one, though.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So there are a bunch of different sessions you can go to drink, to your heart's content, or you need to get an Uber. And then
whichever comes last.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to throw up, it'll be $300 charge.
You won't care. You'll be drunk.
Yeah, whatevs. So then we also have the cue ball, which is a very popular, how do I put it? It's a fundraiser for Quantum Theater, but it's one of the parties that I hear is a pretty wild, fun party.
Two wild and crazy guys.
Pretty much. I hear good things about it. That's all I'm going to say. So what's cool is that they have two different ticket prices. So you can go for the baller rate of $250, or they're going to have a dance party. So pretty much dancing all weekend. And the dance party rate is $60 starting at 9 p.m. And what's also cool about this is that it's in the Union Trust Building. And the Union Trust Building is beautiful. Have you ever been in there?
I don't believe I've been in there.
It's newly remodeled. They actually are opening a new restaurant in there this weekend.
What kind of restaurant?
Union Standard. I believe, you can't quote me on this, but I believe...
Of course, this weekend being last weekend.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. We're time traveling, and it's...
So confusing.
Tripping me up. I believe that it is just like an American themed restaurant, but they're going to have a lot of seafood. And the building is Art Deco, like 1920s, so it's gorgeous.
That sounds lovely.
And I am excited to check out the restaurant and the cue ball and Union Trust space.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff going on this weekend. Did you guys get all that?
I think Almost. So.
Actually, I need you to go back because you mentioned butterbeer really early on. Explain that.
Oh my gosh, are you gonna?
They drink it in Harry Potter. It's like not actually.
Oh, it's a
beer.
Potter thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But because it's Josh from like, Potter lore, that means somebody has made it. And
yeah.
Marketed
well,
it.
So they have it at the Disney Potter World. So I'm assuming it's not alcoholic.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, the kids drink it.
Oh, okay,
in the movie.
I saw the recipe. You ready? I just Googled it.
Butter, sugar.
It's condensed milk, butterscotch topping, whipped butter, room temp. Ooh, whipped butter. Okay, and vanilla cream soda.
God, I'm so sorry I asked.
Sounds disgusting.
You know, I've heard like the most amazing coffee is when you take coffee, put it in a blender with butter.
That's what I thought this was. What? Some kind of variation on the coffee butter thing.
I guess. It's not.
But it's like you have to use like really nice butter. We talked about
that?
This at some point, didn't we?
Coffee and butter?
Probably.
Yeah. No.
Or is this just a weird dream I had?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the latest thing. Everybody's doing it. Coffee and the butter. I don't know.
Okay. Well, when you try it, I would like to know.
Look it up.
Because I don't want to try it, but I want to know.
This weekend.
I mean, on paper, it should be good. Because coffee and butter are two of the best things. And together, they could only be...
But you don't eat butter alone.
No,
yeah, but I think something about whipping it, like in the blender,
something that
maybe.
Butter doesn't go on, doesn't go well with.
Carrots?
Wrong.
Well, nothing goes well with carrots.
Oh, wait, it does. Never mind. I'm sorry. Well, like raw carrots, I was thinking. But I guess if you put butter on carrots.
Are you thinking of something specific or just challenging us to find something?
This is a wide open challenge.
Oh.
Go. This is like a bar bet. Name something that isn't delicious. That isn't made more delicious, or at least...
Twizzlers.
I would try, like, a Twizzler cooked in a brown butter, though.
Okay. Oh, totally.
I think that would be good. Yeah. Caramelized Twizzler.
Well, obviously, I'm proven wrong, so... Yeah. Go forth and get your stick of butter and put this, it at experiment.
Maybe heart disease?
This could be, like, our listener question. If you know something that isn't delicious with butter...
Our listener...
I challenge you.
Test, see who's
challenge.
Listening.
Yeah. Jim.
Again, tweet us.
And this is the point where the conversation has gotten so inane.
Yeah.
I think I need to take a minute and dust all the croissant flakes off my dress. All right, Godspeed.
Have a fabulous weekend. Bye.
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 I'm Dave. David Harris, and this week on Criminal Injustice, what does it look like to completely rebuild a police agency from top to bottom while you're running it?
You can't just write a new policy and expect the behavior to change in your staff. You have to start with addressing the fundamental beliefs of an organization.
Becoming a cutting-edge department in real time, that's on the next Criminal Injustice podcast. Find it on iTunes, SoundCloud, and WESA.FM.
Pittsburgh.
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 Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.